I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It's 34 degrees.
Traffic on the freeways still looking good for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
We are learning more details this morning about that school shooting in Michigan that left three students dead and many others injured.
ABC's Alex Stone begins our coverage.
A motive for the attack is unclear today because investigators say the boy's parents told him not to say a word to police. They, too, aren't talking and have hired a lawyer. The 9mm semi-automatic handgun the sheriff says was bought last Friday by the boy's father. Eight of the injured remain hospitalized, three critically, and the community of Oxford is in shock. Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
We have tragically lost three students, a 16-year-old male. He died in the patrol car on the way to the hospital. 14-year-old female and a 17-year-old female.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FBI and law enforcement agencies searched the home of the 15-year-old suspect overnight. Neighbor Scott Ojala says he's shocked by the news.
I didn't know the family very well, so, you know, to have something come out of a surprise like this and see all this activity out here at night, it's very surprising and shocking.
Investigators are going over the suspect's social media channels to see if they can find clues as to why the attack happened.
A spokesperson in the Canyon School District here in Utah tells KSL-TV, a shooting back in 2016 was a wake-up call highlighting problems in their emergency plans. Details from KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen.
They realized at that time that their emergency policies were outdated. So first they created a task force that would meet monthly to talk about emergency situations. They also came up with a reliable way to contact families in case there was something going on at the school. And they hope to implement a new app soon that would give police information in real time.
The district says when there is something happening at a school, parents are notified three different ways to get the information out as quickly as possible.
Roe v. Wade hangs in the balance as the Supreme Court considers a case on a Mississippi abortion law that seeks to ban nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Sharif Girgis is a Notre Dame law professor and a former clerk to Justice Samuel Alito.
This is the first time ever that a state has asked an originalist Supreme Court or a majority originalist Supreme Court to overturn Roe.
Protesters are right now gathering outside the court with opposing chants. The arguments get underway around 8 a.m.
Hazmat officials say 100 gallons of diesel, which spilled into a storm drain, did not contaminate the waterways. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains. Heather?
Oh, Amanda, it took 6 hours to clean up after a semi-truck hit a barrier in downtown Salt Lake City, rupturing its fuel tank and spilling the contents down a storm drain. This happened yesterday about 10:30 in the morning near the Gallivan Center. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the Department of Public Utilities needed 6 hours to flush out the drain, saying most of the fuel did not reach the waterways. However, 10 gallons of diesel did soak into the surrounding soil. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A Logan funeral director is sentenced for taking money from clients, and now the court wants him to pay it back. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live with more. Jacob?
Tim, the Cache Valley Daily reports Lonnie K. Nyman sold prepaid funeral trust accounts to 105 of his clients. However, Nyman used the money to buy things for himself. He was sentenced to pay back more than $500,000 to his victims. During Nyman's virtual hearing, his victims spoke out, saying how they felt betrayed by him. Nyman accepted a plea deal where he would serve a one-year jail term but would be given credit for time already served. Nyman did not comment during Tuesday's hearings. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
The newly discovered Omicron coronavirus variant is on a global march, with 20 countries now confirming cases. ABC's Stephanie Ramos explains how the U.S. is preparing for its eventual arrival here.
With the new variant spreading around the globe, the CDC director says the country is on high alert and expanding surveillance in search of the first case in the U.S.
We have the tools and surveillance in place to identify the Omicron variant.
The administration offering free COVID testing for some international travelers at airports in New York, Atlanta, Newark, and San Francisco, and labs around the country sequencing 1 in 7 COVID positive test samples.
A professor at the University of Utah is developing a new way to detect breast cancer. Electrical and computer engineering professor Benjamin Sanchez says it uses electricity rather than radiation.
If we were to find, let's say, a positive, right, that then that person could then have a follow-up mammogram to make definitive diagnosis.
Sanchez says this could allow women to get screened earlier for breast cancer than the age of 40 for an annual mammogram. His research was recently published in a medical journal.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.